Hey folks, Tim Miller here, and I think this video is perhaps one of the most concerning things that could happen to you and I. Well, let's take a look.
It's a brazen home invasion. Two armed men burst into a house in Pasadena, Texas. Three victims are ordered to the floor. Then one suspect lifts one young lady by her hair and orders her to another part of the house. As the terrifying invasion unfolds, the parents, who are out for the evening, watch in horror on their Ring camera cell phone app.
Hey, who's in my house? I got you on camera.
The cops are on the way.
The cops are on their way.
My neighbors
are there. They're calling the cops right now.
You know, folks, I don't know about you, but that is one of the worst things I think that can happen to a family. And unfortunately, these things are happening more and more. And let's just look at it from three different perspectives, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Let's start with the good. Folks, although they gained entrance into the house, I don't know the rest of the story. I don't know if they were connected. The fact is your nightmare has happened. They're in the house, but there's some good news along the way. Number one is that there are Ring cameras inside of the house that are monitoring what's going on. Now, sometimes those cameras can be manually alerted. Sometimes they're automatically alerted. But here's the reality. The parents who were out were immediately aware of what's going on. That's a great thing, not a good thing. That's a great thing. Now, they choose to get involved by issuing verbal warnings. Hey, I see you. Hey, the police are coming. That certainly is going to escalate the sense of urgency. Also, it's going to let the attackers know everything they're doing is on video. So, hey, that's a good thing right there. There's some good things. Now, what about the bad things? The bad things are numerous, but number one, let's just talk to the obvious. There are two people armed now in your house who have gotten you down on the ground and who are now able to do whatever they want. Now, in one scenario, they're all three laying down initially, but then in one scenario, he picks the girl up and walks back into the bedroom. Folks, that's bad at a number of levels. It would appear to me, as a previous investigator, there's got to be some relationship there because the girl is led back to a specific location, which tells me that they may have been there for other reasons than just a random home invasion. But I do want you to notice from the bad perspective what they're armed with. One is armed with a semi-automatic rifle, another with a handgun. But folks, the bottom line is this is bad because in essence, they've been able to get into the very core of your house. And now they dictate what happens, not you. And the ugly part is, folks, if you think about what could have happened, this could have been a nightmare. They could have been killed easily. They're at the hands of people who perhaps they're at least criminal, they're at least evil, and maybe they're motivated by drugs and or other things, which could make it an ugly, ugly situation. Okay, Tim, I get it. So what do we do in situations like that? Well, let's start with the basics of home security, and that's glad you had the Ring camera inside. I'm assuming that you had the Ring camera outside where if you set the motion parameters clearly, you're going to see two people walking up, likely not hiding weapons and be able to identify and activate 911 right away. That's probably what tripped the parents. I don't know the rest of the story. So number one, do you have external video coverage that will warn you, especially at night, hey, there are people walking towards your house right now? Because if you had that image, you'd be able to activate 911. But then let's talk about, so perimeter security is everything. Let's talk about the next level. How did they gain entrance into the house? Folks, I can't stress enough to you, it's time to secure our homes. What do I mean by that? It means we look at doors, and if they're contractor grade doors, they're easily defeated. Door security is a function of the type of door, especially the frame of the door, and then the lock mechanism and bolt. You can have doors that are made for security purposes that have multiple bolts into a steel frame, which makes it much more difficult to gain access by knocking down doors. Folks, I've knocked a lot of doors down, and it's amazing how simple. Don't think that a lock stops someone from coming into your house. So door security, window security, that's your next level. How do they get in? Do they go around to the back to a patio glass door? Had a great question recently about the patio glass doors. Well, the bad news is that's a bad security investment because glass is easily broken. Well, what about tempered glass? Well, that just stops the fragments from being bigger. But what about security glass? Well, it depends on the construction of the door and the frame. Remember, your greatest friend, if someone's trying to come into your home, is time. T-I-M-E. If you can gain time, you can do a lot of really good things to protect yourself. Maybe it's evacuate into a safe room. Maybe it's gain access to home security systems, defensive systems that you have, to include weapons. But just remember, folks, weapons are only as good as your desire and ability to train with them. Under stress is not the time to learn your weapon. People are asking me more and more, should I be lethal? Should I be non-lethal? Well, that's up to you. That's up to the laws of the state that you live in. But let me say this, you better have a plan in today's world because it matters. And so then we look at, okay, they've made it inside. Maybe they're beating on the door. Maybe they're able to get through. What do we do now? And that goes to the third point of activating your plan inside of your house. For many people, that's a safe room. Well, what's a safe room, Tim? It's a room constructed to allow you to gain time by being solidly reinforced. There's a material out there that I've been working with a company that they can apply this material to existing drywall, and it in essence makes that room bulletproof. I've actually fired numerous rifle rounds into this material. It's like a plaster type of substance, but it actually stops bullets. Well, would that be helpful? Yeah. Materials also fireproof. Would that be helpful? Yeah. So those kinds of things help in a safe room. But remember, we go back to the door. Can someone gain access easily through the door? Because it doesn't matter how your walls are treated if they can gain access to your door. But then you have emergency notification capabilities. That's the ability to notify your neighbors. Do you even know your neighbor's cell phones? Have you reached out to them and said, hey, if there's a problem, will you help me? Folks, now is the time. No more time for, you know, just assuming everything's going to be happy, glad. It's not going in that direction. Again, no fear. We just need to be wise and prepared in this season. So think about your home. Think about the outer perimeter. Maybe it's gates. Maybe it's video. It's definitely should be video. And then come in a level to your front doors and your back doors. And how easily, ask yourself the question, how easy would it be for me to get into this house if I needed to? And I know I don't have to say it, but I'm going to say it anyway. Don't put the key under the flower pot. A lot of people are watching, and that's just the definition of foolish right now. So folks, I hope this is helpful to you. I hope this information causes you to think and say, wait a minute, I don't want that to be me. I don't want to have people in my house that are able to take complete control over me. And, you know, I would ask the question, what would have happened had there not been internal, external Ring cameras in that home, and had there not been sufficient warning? Because credit to Inside Edition, they basically told the story and they accurately portrayed what can happen if folks are able to get in. And folks, I know you know this, but there are lots of other news stories where it didn't end well. So let's be those folks that are wise and prepared. As I say in every video, I get so excited by being able to share good information with you. I know I'm not the top expert in the world on everything, but I've learned a few things through the years that I hope were helpful. But I know there's a lot of you out there that can weigh in, provide good advice to my vets and police officers. Thank you so much for serving our nation. And folks, please do me a favor. Please. Everybody needs this information. So please like, share, subscribe, comment, everything you can do, because there are haters out here that don't like what I'm doing. And quite frankly, I don't care, because if you're always, remember, folks, if you're doing the right thing, it doesn't matter what anybody else says. So hoping and praying you stay safe out there. Hope you have an amazing Christmas. Lots more content to come out. It just seems like every day there's something else on my mind that I need to talk about. So thank you. I've been getting incredible encouragement. And I just pray and hope that you have a very blessed holiday season and that you stay safe out there. So folks, thanks for listening. Like, subscribe, share, and we'll talk to you next time.